The steady flow of American casualties in Iraq raises the question of how to remember the dead. In this conflict, as in the last Persian Gulf War, the government does not allow television cameras to show the coffins of American soldiers as they arrive home. But military families have been privately absorbing the news of more than 400 Americans killed since the invasion of Iraq began in March. We've called two people who've been watching that casualty news. The first is Heidi Leckel, whose husband is a member of the Wisconsin National Guard's 724th Engineer Battalion, which is now in Iraq. Leckel fears that Americans are losing interest in the death toll.
The media, you know, at the very beginning in the war and all the coverage, anytime they heard that a soldier was killed, they would, you know, like on the Today Show or other shows, they would go and contact the family or talk to their friends, and they'd have like a 5-minute cameo on this fallen soldier. And now it's become like a couple lines in a newspaper running across the ticker on your TV, 14 troops killed as helicopter crashes. And I just think that if you start off that way, you should be able to want to finish it to the very end, because I don't believe that one life or lives lost in the months of March and April are more relevant or important as the lives that were lost yesterday or the day before.
Why do you think people would be paying less attention now?
I think that people are getting really restless and frustrated with the situation in Iraq. A lot of negative spin has been put on why we're there. I think that people sit back in their lazy boys, watch the news, just listen to anybody's opinion and think that's the truth of what's happening. I don't think that they really are very aware of what's really going on right now. I don't think that the general public knows that it's humanitarian missions. My husband's, you know, the engineer unit, they're there trying to make a better life for the Iraqi people by building them schools and roads. Yes, they are trying to root out terrorists who are making attacks on American soldiers. They have to. They have to defend themselves. I think that the general public doesn't really realize that. From what I've had conversations with certain people, I think they just think we're at war and that it's like they envision two sides, the Iraqis and the Americans, and we're just going in there and killing people. And that's not it.
I know that your unit, or your husband's unit, the 724th Engineering Battalion, has had no deaths to this date. But have you attended any military funerals?
Yes, there was a Wisconsin reservist, not a National Guard, who grew up in the same town that my husband was from. My husband's family knows this soldier who died's family, so I attended that funeral.
What was his name?
Dan Gabrielson.
Mm-hmm.
He was a U.S. Army reservist out of Ellsworth, Wisconsin. I attended that funeral, and the governor of Wisconsin was in attendance, along with the adjutant general, a lot of people, and I can't even imagine what the family went through. It's something that I pray every day. I will never, hopefully, ever have to know what that's like to go through, you know, in my life.
Heidi Leckel's worst fear is what happened to James Huffman. His son was killed in Iraq during an ambush in August. 2 months ago on this program, we read some emails from Lieutenant Kylan Jones Huffman. He was an Arabic speaker and a student of Middle Eastern history who had deep doubts about the wisdom of the war. But once it started, he volunteered to go. We found James Huffman, his father, at his house in rural Colorado. Before he came to the phone, Mr. Huffman had been cutting dead branches off the trees in his yard, preparing for a winter snow.
When Kylan was killed and the notification team went out, they apparently went to our old address and couldn't find us. The rental was empty. So I forget exactly what time it was, probably around 8 o'clock at night. We got a call from our daughter-in-law, Heidi, and she told me that Kylan was dead. And that the notification team was trying to reach us and couldn't find us, and so she was calling to find out where we were.
You've had to continue thinking about this, and I assume that people either from the government or just your neighbors are coming by from time to time just to ask how you're doing?
Everybody has just has been very, very nice. And we also have gotten an enormous number of cards and notes from both from people here and also from people from our old hometown in California in Santa Cruz.
Do you think that this country is doing enough to recognize the people who are dying in Iraq, who have continued to die in Iraq?
I don't know. I know the American Legion here had a ceremony for all of the people from this area that have been killed in Iraq for Veterans Day. The Santa Cruz Sentinel, in fact, did three different articles, almost two full pages, on the November 11th Veterans Day issue on Kylan. We see on the internet a little bit of stuff about other people. We almost have stopped looking at that kind of thing, because every time we see a story about a young man or a young woman that's been killed in Iraq, it refreshes all of our anguish.
And yet you've continued to have, I suppose I can put it this way, a personal interest in the news from Iraq. You've still got somebody over there.
That's true. My nephew, my brother's son, Jimmy, is over there. He's with a signal unit from the 18th Airborne Corps that is supporting the 82nd.
Can I ask what your thoughts are about the way things are going in Iraq right now?
Sure. I guess the best way to put it is to recall an email that Kylan sent to me back in April that I just recently found again on the computer. He said that whether you agreed with the reasons that we went over there or not, whether in fact the rationale that the administration used to go into Iraq was even correct or not, was irrelevant at this point. It was all a moot point that we were there. We had service members being killed, and we had an obligation to complete the mission. We've got to get control of that situation, and at the same time, try to not repeat the same mistakes that we made in Vietnam.
You have some personal experience there as well.
Yes, I was in the Army for 22 years, and I did two tours in Vietnam. I don't want to see us just kind of, I guess, cut and run. I don't want to see us abandon the effort like we've substantially done in Afghanistan, I think, in order to accomplish Iraq. Personally, I think we're trying to accomplish too much with too little.
It seems to me that American officials have something of a dilemma here, because the U.S. does not want news of casualties to cause Americans to lose support for the effort in Iraq. The Bush administration doesn't want that. And at the same time, Americans want to remember their dead and honor their dead. That must be a very difficult line to walk in time of war.
For the administration, certainly. Soldiers understand that they're in a risky business. And families don't really understand, I don't think. You know, what I've seen with the reports that I've seen on the internet and the reports that have been on the news that I have watched, it doesn't look like anybody's, you know, actively trying to hide the ball, I guess, to use a phrase that's probably much overused.
Mm. If I can ask one last question, and I appreciate you allowing me to question you on these sensitive subjects. You've been very kind and very generous. And I'm trying to think about the best way to phrase this. You're in a situation where now you're several months past the death of your son.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how the experience changes over time. What is it that you have to do now as you go through your days? How is your life different?
We try to stay as busy as possible so that we hopefully don't think about it too much. When we see something on the news or reminded in any way, then frequently, you know, there are tears. There's still almost a feeling of it can't really be true, that it hasn't really happened, but we know it has. We've planted some trees that have been given to us by friends in his name.
Planted them where?
Actually, we've got two little blue spruces out in front of the house where we can see them through the kitchen window. And we're going to put some more right out in front in the springtime. So, you know, just go from day to day. And sometimes you wonder how you're going to get through the day when something comes up that really reminds you of how he was when he was a kid. And when you look at photos and stuff like that.
Well, James Huffman, thanks very much. I know a snowstorm's coming, and you have to get back to clearing the yard.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and hopefully there won't be too many more of these phone calls to other people. We can always hope anyway, I guess.
James Huffman's son, Navy Lieutenant Kylan Jones Huffman, was killed in Iraq in August.